Well, aren't you going to invite me in? Or, you know, you could just leave me here on the front doorstep. What am I doing here? You invited me to see your new place? Are you all right? Is anybody home? You're surprised to see me. If you're busy, I can come back and okay, now you're pulling me inside. I'm good. I mean, technically, I did just see you this morning when I helped you move out. So, this is a new place. This is what you left me for. I'm joking. I'm joking. It's not like it's the other woman. Really. It's just weird. It's just weird. You know, this is your new place. And I don't live here. Because it's yours. Because we don't live together anymore. It's just a bit. Yeah, I'm still getting used to it. But I mean, you've only been here for 3.5 hours. Well, no, I didn't. I mean, I'm guessing. I didn't work out how long it would take you to travel from our old place to here. Okay, I did. Shut up. Shut up. So, this is the new flat. It's very nice. I really like the piles of boxes. It's very modern. Modern decor. You haven't unpacked yet. Well, you unpacked that. It's us. It's a picture of us. I didn't even know you had that picture. How did you get that picture? I don't. You're sneaky. We look happy. Something to remind you of your old flatmate, I guess. Good to know that it wasn't all bad. That I didn't drive you away. No, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. So, it's nice. Lots of light. High ceilings. I know, you don't have to show me the bedroom. It's fine. You've unpacked the kettle. A proper kettle. But you don't have anyone to make tea for now, so that might have been a waste of money. Why do you have a tea cabinet? I've been rubbing off on you. I wish. What? No, I didn't say anything. I bought you a housewarming, a flat warming gift. It's a pillow. I know sometimes you have trouble sleeping. I mean, the amount of times you would knock on my door and want to steal my pillow, which I wouldn't let you. So you would just kind of snuggle up to me in bed. Because I'm stubborn and you can be very persuasive. So I got you a pillow. No, it's not mine. I went to the pillow shop. I didn't even know that was a thing. Google. And yeah, it's really fluffy and you Oh, okay. No, I mean, I just thought, you would like it and you just put it down. I mean, yeah, I should have got you something else. A tea set, maybe? You have a tea set. An actual tea set. A really, really nice tea. Wait, that's the one. We were out shopping and that's the one in the window that I was entranced by and why do you have a tea set? You have a proper kettle and you have a tea set. Did you forget that we don't live together anymore? You don't have to support my tea addiction anymore. I'm going to have to make my own tea. Wow. Of course I'm going to miss you. Because I don't have you to make my tea anymore. And I don't have you to cuddle up to. I mean, I'm not going to miss the way you steal my pillow, because now you have your own pillow. A really expensive fluffy pillow that you just threw on the sofa. I mean, it's a nice flat. It is. It's just it's not nicer than our old place. In fact, our old place is bigger, nicer. Why did you move out? I mean, I wasn't going to ask, but I thought you were moving to somewhere better. But this is in a worse area. It's, I mean, 8 flights of stairs, there's no lift. I just, did I do something? Did I say something? If I did something to make you feel uncomfortable, I'm really sorry. I would hate to think that I drove you away. Because you're my best friend and you can tell me the truth. If I did something, I would want to know. It was just impossible to live with me. But I didn't do anything. That sounds like a contradiction. So I was impossible to live with. No, don't. I'd rather you be honest with me. I'm sorry. I thought I was hiding it better. I didn't think it was that obvious. No, please let me just say it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to happen. I didn't mean to fall in love with you. Please just let me say this. I need to say this. I tried not to. I really did. I tried. I dated a lot. Yeah, that was the reason why I went on all those dates. Oh, you hated that. I hated it too because I just wanted to be home with you. And yeah, I'm sorry. Why didn't I tell you earlier? Because I was trying to hide it. Sorry, what? Did you just call me an idiot? Okay. I am an idiot for ruining things. What? What about your lease? You're kind of ranting now. Darling? I'm confused. You moved out because you found out that I'm in love with you. Right? You moved out because you're in love with me. What? You moved out because you're in love with me? Why would you move out? Because. How could you not know that I'm in love with you? Is this a joke? Is this you're serious? You're serious. You've got your serious and ranty face on, which is actually really attractive. See, that's how I knew I was in trouble. I find you attractive even when you're ranty and. How long? How long have we lived together? 3 years? So, 2 years, 364 days? And you're calling me an idiot again. So you moved out because you're. Oh, it was impossible to live with me because you're in love with me and. You know what? This is actually making a lot of sense. A lot of sense. So, when you used to come to my room, it wasn't for the pillow. You wanted cuddles. I mean, I would have let you have the pillow, but I wanted cuddles too. Is that why you didn't like the pillow? Because it's actually a really, really expensive pillow. I mean, that pillow, that pillow is really expensive. And I just like the idea of you cuddling up to it, even if I couldn't be there. And yes, I am a hopeless romantic. And you moved out. You moved out because you're in love with me. I mean, that's a slight overreaction. Okay, no, it's not an overreaction. I'm sorry. Please stop ranting. So, you're in love with me. And I'm in love with you. This is good. It's not good. It's not good. Because you. Oh, you live here now. This is your place. It's a 6 month lease. Maybe it's not a bad thing. No, I no. I mean, hear me out. I'm stupid in love with you. I adore you. And living with you was amazing and also really infuriating and impossible because I was in love with you and you get it. You understand because that's why you moved out. Because living with someone that you love but not being with them is it's torture. But I mean, of course I want you back. I want you. You have no idea. I've been pining. It's been hours and I've been pining. It's ridiculous, but this might not be bad. I mean, now we can date. We can date. We can have sleepovers. We can go slow. I just mean, I've seen people get involved before when I've been living together, and sometimes it doesn't work out because they jump from being flatmates to being more, and it can be a lot to take in. I mean, this way we can avoid that. We can date. We can have date nights. We can surprise each other. We can enjoy it. And I mean, it's just 6 months. We can just date. Go slow, because I don't want to mess this up. I really want this to work out, because I really love you. I love you so, so much. So, will you date me? You'll date me hard. So hard. You're such a dork. Good. What are you doing? You're going to kiss me. Do you think I'm really the kind of girl that kisses before we've even had a date? Oh, you think I'm exactly that kind of girl? Well, I'm not. You need to take me out. Helping you unpack is not a date. That's not a date. Oh, pizza. Now that's a date. Tell you what. I'll help you unpack. You can order pizza. And then we can cuddle up on the sofa with your really, 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 really expensive pillow. No, that pillow, that is that. Yeah. Don't ask. Just it. You really don't want to know.
What?
That's a condition. I have to cuddle up to it so it smells like me. Oh, you're so fucking adorable. Okay. So I guess this is our first date. Kind of wish I'd worn something a little nicer.
You think I look lovely?
I'm gonna date you so damn hard. Yes, I'm also a dork. We're a perfect match.
So, tell me, did you get the tea set for me?
Oh, you didn't. Oh, of course you didn't. I believe you. And the kettle is not because of me either.
Wait, is that a cup of Earl Grey? You were drinking Earl Grey.
You were pining as well. You were pining. You admit it. Admit it. Admit it. You were pining. What? No, this isn't your hoodie. It's not your hoodie. It is your hoodie. How did we not realize that we were in love with each other? We're just really dense. So, where should I start?
How about...
This is my bloody pillow.
You're a pillow thief!
Unbelievable. You think you can distract me by making me a cup of tea? You are completely right. Bloody hell, and you were giving me grief about stealing your hoodie. Yeah, we really are quite the pair. Okay, so let's start unpacking. The sooner we get it all done, the sooner we can cuddle. And then have pizza. Not kiss. And kiss. go. You're distracting me. I've got boxes to check for stolen goods. I love you. And I'm glad you moved out. Sort of, kind of. Yeah. No, I never thought I would say that either, but I'm happy you moved out.